Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. In his blood, I'm singing now. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. I'm singing now. This is my story. Perfect submission. All is at rest. Sing it. All is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting. Watching and waiting. Looking. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? Amen. 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 This is my story. Amen. You'll go over to the net. We're going to sing another song. Go to page 81, I think it is. Is it 83. Do page. Yeah, we're not doing just as I am. Ending the service right here. Go to page 83. Let's give me the key, Miss Glenda. Sing it. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Sing it out. Let me hide thyself in thee. Let
child close in death. When I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne.
Sing it. First verse, sing it now.
Rock of ages, clap for me.
Sing it now.
Let me hide myself in thee.
Let me sing it now.
Let Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Lord, we ask you this morning, Lord, to just bring your presence into this room today, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you, dear Jesus, Lord, that you come in, you help each heart that's here this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, each heart that's here, there, Lord, there's some here hurting. Lord, there's some here that just need something from you this morning. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you just help us this morning. Help each song that has been sung this morning, Lord. Each song that can be sung, Lord. Anything that can be said this morning that can help a wounded soul. Someone, Lord, that just needing help from you this morning. Lord, I need help from you this morning. Lord, I need you this morning. Lord, I need your power, need your touch this morning on my life, Lord, and my family's life, Lord. Each one is feeling that way this morning, Lord. We don't know what's here this morning, Lord, but you do. Lord, there's one might be here lost this morning, Lord, that don't know you as their personal Savior. Lord, if there's one that's lost, Lord, Lord, don't let them wait too long. Lord, don't let them wait too long. Let them come as soon as we get through praying. Lord, as we're praying this morning. Lord, if they come down, they feel the conviction power from your heaven, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to just touch each one that's here this morning. Lord, touch us this morning. Lord, touch the preacher, Lord, as he's downstairs. He's studying, trying to prepare for us this morning. Lord, touch his mind and touch his lips, Lord. Touch his body, Lord, that he's able to get up into the pulpit and preach the word, Lord, that there can be someone can know, come to know you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, as we go into the next part of the service, Lord, that you just touch us, Lord, in your name. Amen. Sing Amazing Grace. Sing it out now. Sing it. Amazing.
Sing the third verse, sing it.
Through men. saved this morning. Sing it out now, yes. I'm saved by grace, by grace.
You could be seated for just a moment. I want to welcome everybody to Westside this morning. Most of all, I want to welcome the Holy Spirit. Woo! It's good when you come to visit and the owner of the house is at home. It'd be a miserable place if we were all gathered here and he didn't meet with us this morning. Oh, I don't know. I appreciate what the Lord's done so far in the service and how he's moved. And I don't know. I've been the past few days just overwhelmed with studied and looking into God's grace. If you Google the definition of grace, you get that's the free and unmerited, undeserved favor of God. Sent to manifest sinners to Christ and to bless the saved. I think we all, if we'd all be honest today, we could all raise our hand and say that we're not living where we could for the Lord. If we were honest and sincere today, I think we all have to raise our hand and say we're not where we should be for the Lord. I know that I personally need that grace daily. Mercy and grace lots of times go hand in hand when we discuss it, but mercy is not getting the punishment we deserve, but grace is a whole different thing, because that's God blessing us in spite of us, taking care of us in spite of us, because we have dirty feet, but we all still, with the same hand we raised to say we're not perfect, we all have to say we're blessed. So we see his evidence of grace every day in our lives. If we could just get a hold of that imperfection a little bit and say, and just get some humility and say, yeah, it's me, I need him today, I need his help. For you that are not saved, your moment of grace won't come until you accept him as Savior. But for those of us that are saved, we have that benefit every day. The Lord blesses us to take a breath. How good he is. I sent William a text yesterday, and I asked him to do this song. It gives different scenarios the woman caught in adultery and brought, that's a picture of God's grace. The thief on the cross that was about to die, he died in a moment of grace. You pray and examine your own life and just see if we might need to say a prayer and say, Lord, that's me. I need your grace today. I need that forgiveness. I need that help. I need that touch today. Williamson.
She was down on her knees. She would never get free. Her accusers had stones in their hands, and they turned to Jesus to see what he'd say. Then the Lord, he just rolled in the sand, and they all walked away when they heard him say, let the sin free cast the first stone. And with tears on her face, her past then was erased, and she stood in a moment of grace. Now the thief on the cross, he knew his life was lost. He must pay for the crimes of his past. He has done nothing right. He would sure lose this fight, and his time was running out fast. Then he took his last shot and said to Jesus, why not? Remember me when you reach heaven's gates. And Jesus forgave, all his sins were erased, and he died in a moment of grace, a moment of grace, undeserved favor, unspeakable joy. My soul found an anchor. That swept my soul away. He called my name and everything changed in a moment of grace. Now I've been counted out by that old self-righteous crowd who would say you're not worthy to live. Well, you've drifted too far. You're stuck in sin's mire. You need a miracle that only God can give. Yeah, then Jesus came by, and with this reply, he said, I choose you, just live for me today. And again he forgave, all my sins were erased, and I stood in a moment of grace, a moment of grace, undeserved favor, unspeakable joy. He called my name, then everything changed in a moment of grace. Oh, unmerited love and mercy that swept my soul away. Then he called my name. Then everything changed in a moment of grace.
Unmerited love that washed my sin away. Ask me why today, and I'll tell you it's Jesus. Choir.
She slipped through the door, sat on the last pew, a heart full of questions and a world torn in two, bearing the weight of years of regret. She listened to the preacher when he stood up and said, if he's somewhere between doubt and believing, friend, I have the answer to all that you're needing. Ask me who, and I'll tell you it's Jesus. Ask me how, and I'll say it's the blood. Ask me where, and I'll take you to Calvary.
Ask me why, and I'll tell you it's love.
Yes, amen.
Well, it has been years since she found amazing grace. It's been a long journey, but each battle she's faced has proven God is faithful.
Every time.
Time and again. And a chance to tell others who were right where she's been. If you're somewhere between doubt and believing, my God has the answers for all.
Chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love. Oh, yeah. Woo! Yeah. greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That he laid his life down for his friends. The Bible says that we were at enmity. We were his enemy, but he was our friend. Amen. Woo, I like it. Watch teenagers and young people trying to have some type of acceptance with their peers, seeking that friendship. I've got a teenager, and when she gets a close friend, she's really excited to say, so and so, she's my best friend. I want to tell you something, church. I'm excited to tell you that Jesus is our best friend. I wish I could say that I picked him to be my best friend. But the truth is, he picked us. We were yet enemies. But he counted you and me as friends. To the extent that he said, I'm going to die for that group of people over at Westside Baptist Church. I see every one of them, and I want to die for them, because they don't know it, but I'm their friend. And we find that this great love of Jesus Christ does something for us. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, hang on, fellas, the love of Christ constraineth us. Amen. Don't you understand what he's saying here? He says the love of Christ, come here, brother, constraineth us. Wraps his loving arms around you and around me. Sometimes we have to be constrained. We were lost and undone, on our way to hell, and we were out of control. But he constrained us, brought us unto himself. The love of Christ constraineth you and me. First and foremost, he constrained us, or helped us to see through the leadership and the convicting power of the Holy Spirit that we were lost and undone and on our way to hell. He reeled us in, or constrained us. And then as we walk with him, and he leads us and he guides us and takes care of us, he's constantly bumping and tucking in and straightening up and constraining us. Yes. Setting us right. The love of Christ. I've seen over the years, God's people come to the end of their life on the sick bed, which turns to the soon-to-be deathbed. And I've watched godly Christians, some slip out with a smile and with their hands raised. Some calling in the preacher and saying, I'm concerned. I just don't feel like I love the Lord like I should. I'm facing death, and my love for Him isn't where it needs to be. Friday, I ran across something I want to share with you. I knew I was going to be sharing it, but I didn't know I was going to be sharing it this morning. A gentleman who professed to be a Christian was taken seriously ill. He became troubled about how little love he felt in his heart for the Lord. And he spoke of this experience to a friend. This is how the friend answered. Hang on, folks. I enjoyed it Friday, and I think you're going to enjoy it today. The man replied, when I go home from here, I expect to take my baby on my knee. I'll look into her eyes, listen to her charming prattle. And tired as I am, her presence will rest me. For I love that child with unutterable tenderness. But she loves me little. If my heart were breaking, it would not disturb her sleep. If my body were racking with pain, it would not interrupt her play. If I were dead, she would forget me in a few days. Besides this, she had never brought me a penny, but was a constant expense to me. I'm not rich, but there's not enough money in the world to buy my baby. How is it? Does she love me, or do I love her? Do I withhold my love until I know she loves me? Am I waiting for her to do something worthy of my love before I extend it? This practical illustration of the love of God for His children caused tears to roll down the sick man's face. He said, oh, I see it's not my love for God, but it's God's love for me that I should be thinking of. And I do love Him now as I never loved Him before. When we're in our final days, just remember, He loves us. You're going through a hard time, sister. Sometimes you get a little angry with the Lord and aggravated that He's not moving at our speed. And you find yourself becoming a little snippy with God. And I think we need to go to Him and say, Lord, forgive me for not loving You like we should. But young people, you listen to this preacher. Jesus loves you. It don't matter if we're having a bad day or not. He loves us. He loves you enough to die for you. He loves you enough to save you. And if you don't know Him this morning, He loves you right now. Enough to save you right now. Today, behold, today is the day of salvation. Why is that emphasis given? Why does God's word declare this? Because it declares it because Jesus loves you. I don't love him like I should. We don't love him like we should. Let's just be honest. But one thing that causes me excitement and appreciation and grows my love and for the Lord in spite of the circumstances of this life is to know that Jesus loves me and you like the little baby that he bounces on his knee. We give him nothing, but he gives us everything. Praise the Lord, preacher, for the love that constraineth us. And then it says in verse 15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. The love of Christ. Christians, are we allowing the love of Christ to constrain us as he wishes? It's one thing to reach down and grab that little baby and give it a hug. It sure is a lot more special when they hug you back, isn't it? Amen. This morning, why don't we just hug them back a little bit? Jesus loves you, Christian. You're his. You're his. And he's yours. This morning, if you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, he's his. He's yours. He's yours. If you'll ask him to come into your heart, if you'll ask him to forgive you for your sins, he's yours. It was already done. God's word has said it. Will you accept him today? If there's one here that doesn't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm not really worried. It doesn't concern me one way or the other if your name is on the roll. I don't care who your daddy is, your mama. I don't care who your aunts and uncles or grandparents are. I could care less, and frankly, the Lord doesn't care either when it comes to your salvation. If you don't know the Lord this morning, why don't you get out of your misery and step into life? And life everlasting, into a life that was provided by Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to ask that we go into an invitation. Christians, say, Lord, I just want to, let's stand up, please. I just want to come thank you. Lord, I confess to you that I don't love you like I should at all times, but today I thank you for loving me. Thank you, God, for loving me in spite of me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me when I really don't love you. Lost person, you hear this morning, and you've never accepted the Lord and Savior, the Lord is your Savior, would you just leave where you are, come down to the altar and approach me, and I will get someone to take the Word of God, the Word, the one that loves you, and show you how you can know that if you died today, you'd go to heaven. Would you, as we sing?
just as I am without.